iHeartRadio.com. It's time to upgrade.
Weekday afternoons at 2, we're broadcasting Bonaducci.
Can I tell you this without sounding gay? I don't care if I sound gay. If I was gay, I'd sing it from the mountaintops. If I was gay, I'd be in a gay bar every night just getting sacked constantly. But I'm not. Why that you seem to be too lucky? Like, you can just choose? How lucky are you? Me, I'm stuck with girls.
Broadcasting Bonaducci with Danny Bonaducci.
I suck at everything. I'm so overpaid.
On 97.1, the FM Talk Station. 97.1 is Jeff Likas.
I listen to you every single day. I call you Don Tom, like Don and Mexican is like a badass.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what you are to me, man. You're my hero.
I can't thank you enough. You've changed my life. Seriously, I'm, you know, saving so much money. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable how much money you spend on these women.
And you're still getting late.
And I'm still getting late. And the best part about it is, you're right. You don't have to tell them what they want to hear.
97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station. KLSX.
KLSX HD.
Los Angeles. SoCal's FM Talk Station.
97.1.
Home of the Adam Carolla Show Morning. Streaming online at 971freefm.com. Blasting on air. 97.1.
97.1
Free FM.
Powered by McKenna European Auto Center off the 605 at the Firestone exit.
It's time now for the Dr. Amron Show, sponsored by ExpertLiposuction.com. And now, here's the liposuction guru to the stars, Dr. David Amron with Carrie Kasem on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
What a great opening. I feel like I don't have to say anything. This is, though, the Dr. David Amron Show. He is the guru of liposuction. The only cosmetic surgery he does is liposuction. If you've had it, if you've had a bad result, if you have questions about it, if you're considering it, this is the show to call. 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. You may have heard of Dr. David Amron. He has been on tons and tons of TV shows. Some of his accolades are the Discovery Channel, the Today Show, Good Morning America, CNN. He's been on Fox Good Day LA, Women to Women, Channel 9, Extra, Inside Edition, and Entertainment Tonight. In fact, Entertainment Tonight called him the guru of liposuction, Dr. David Amron.
How are you, Carrie?
You're not as bad as you are.
No, no. I'm tired once again. It feels like so early. It's 12 o'clock. You know, we're going to try that because then I can go out Saturday night and enjoy it and not, you know, wake up sometimes tired and do the radio show.
Yeah.
It takes me a few minutes to get into it, unlike you, because you're a pro at this.
Well, I'm not a pro. I just actually go to sleep on Saturday because I know I have to work on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Unlike you.
Well, you see, I do that every day of the week because
yes, I
work,
know.
But on weekends I like to have fun. But I think 3 o'clock on Saturday is going to be a better time. Hopefully we'll get it. Keep our fingers crossed.
Yes, I'm crossing my fingers.
So what did you do last night?
What did I do last night? I went to bed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I did. I went to bed. I watched a little bit of television, answered some emails, and went to bed.
Right. And your boyfriend ran the marathon in San Diego today.
He did.
And he just finished it.
He just finished it. I'm so proud of him. He did it. Well, his watch said 4:26, so I did it a little, and the time on the actual, if you go to the marathon site, it says 4:40, so I don't know.
His first marathon?
No, he's run half marathons, he's run a marathon before, so this is, I think, his second full marathon.
He's an eclectic guy.
He really is, just like you. And I'm just waiting, though, really, for you to bring in the CD that says, this is Dr. David Amron's opening, done by Dr. David Amron?
Yeah, you know, I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to record some stuff, and that's going to be music for the opening of the show.
I hope so, because you're fantastic at that.
Thanks.
I mean, seriously.
So I saw some music last night.
What?
And I went and saw a guy who I love. He's one of my favorite songwriters and performers, Jackson Browne.
Oh, yeah.
He played at the Santa Monica High School. They do this once a year fundraiser. And I tried to get tickets, and it wasn't easy. So I had to buy from a
scalper?
I don't know. Is it a scalper? It's one of these ticket agencies. That's scalping?
Oh,
I don't think so.
No.
That's legal,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's legal. Ticket agencies
But scalping is not legal.
Right.
Why? Why is scalping not legal?
Because
it's not a business? You're not paying?
I have no idea.
So I got some decent tickets through a ticket agency at about 2 o'clock yesterday. And then about 3 o'clock, somebody called me and invited me to The Cure at the Hollywood Bowl, like right in front.
Oh.
So it
Please
was
say you went to The Cure.
No, I didn't.
Oh,
I mean,
I
love
nuts.
The Cure, I like, but I love Jackson
Catfish,
Browne.
Look at him. What would you have gone? Catfish, where would you have gone?
To go see The Cure, Robert Smith.
Yeah, absolutely. Huh.
What but the bowl was so big. I mean, the bowl was so massive. There were good seats.
In
it's
the
true.
Front.
It's true. But anyway, Jackson Browne, I have no regrets. It was a fantastic show. It was about 1,200 people at a high school.
Oh, that's nice.
And Anne and now Nancy Wilson from Heart came on and sang some songs.
Oh, I love them.
Yeah,
how are their voices now?
Unbelievable. Anne Wilson did a version of Going to California, the Led Zeppelin version, that was just phenomenal.
Wow.
And then she did that song Crazy on You and just blew me away.
That's pretty cool. 1,200 people in a small
setting.
It was
that's a great,
nice.
Great,
yeah,
great
nice.
Show.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was great. So anyway, let me tell you who I am. Let's jump into to medicine. My name is Dr. David Amron. We've been doing the show about 5 months now, I think.
Gosh.
It's been quite a while,
it's
right?
It's been a while, yeah.
Yeah. And the show is, I'm a liposuction specialist. I've done it for 14 years. My practice is in Beverly Hills. I've talked a lot about my whole approach and philosophy with regard to this procedure. Just to run through it, I do it under local anesthesia. I'm a very strong proponent of that. It's definitely much safer, much faster recovery. And I've always talked about the results really being far superior the way I do it because it allows exacting positioning. I'm a nut in terms of position, and that allows me to get really the best results with liposuction. My own personal revision rate's about 1 in 1,000. I almost never have to redo my work. But really why I began the show was not to talk about how good I am at this procedure, but even more so to increase the public awareness of a lot of things out there that are going on that I find deceitful and dishonest. And most of it has to do with marketing,
right.
of procedures. And what I say with regard to liposuction really can be generalized to many different cosmetic procedures. There's a lot of trends that are going on that I think are really increasing patients' chances of having either a bad result or wasting their money or their expectations
right.
on a procedure. And that is the sort of stuff I want to train people to become more aware of so they can be more critical in making their choices with things. So one of the trends, we're going to talk about a patient who called in a couple weeks ago and an experience that she had. Her name is Debbie. And she unfortunately saw somebody and had a bad result. And we're dealing with things now. But what I want to talk about is not really so much that she went to somebody who did bad work, but more overall what happened. And there's some trends that are going on nowadays that I have really noticed over the last several years. One being that there's, like I mentioned, increasingly deceitful marketing
right.
going on
right.
And dishonest marketing. And things are very much hyped up, whether it's in the television, it's in the newspapers, it's in magazines, definitely.
Right.
And the trend is to always represent the latest thing as being the greatest thing.
The best, right.
And it's not really about that. I've always said, like, good medicine is not about the machine you're using. There's another trend towards what I call horizontal care instead of vertical care. And set up a lot of these places where you're doing basically a lot of different types of procedures, whether it's skin care, laser hair removal, Botox, fillers, liposuction, vein treatments. And in general, I think that the more spread out the care gets, the less the quality of care the patient is going to tend to have. And like I said, the dangers of the patient looking for a machine or technology versus looking for just good, honest care.
Let's name some of those things because there's so many people and even friends that I have that are like, oh, I'm going to try that laser lipo, that smart lipo, the vaso lipo. I'm going to try all these different new techniques that are coming out. That sounds good. That's going to not leave me dimpled. That's going to make my skin tighter. And I know throughout the months that we've been doing this show, you've kind of demystified all of that and talked about how untrue these things are. And you've used your the way you've done liposuction for the same for a very long time. You haven't switched to all these new, techniques they would be.
Techniques or gadgets. You know, yeah. I just don't think things have changed that much. And honestly, I don't think they're going to change that much. And a good result is much more, like I say, about the hands and skills and eyes and integrity of the person doing it much more than the machine that's being used. So to me, I don't think things are going to change that much, or they have changed that much.
Right. You know, I've said this before many times on the show, but I've had friends who've gone in to get their breasts done, or they've gone in for a nose job or some kind of procedure, and the surgeon will throw in the liposuction. Oh, you know what? You know, for half, you get this done, and you know, I'll throw in a little bit of liposuction here on your tummy, or I'll do your thighs, and working with you now, and I've been, you know, I've known you and you've worked on me for the last 8 years, whether it's fillers, Botox, liposuction, whatever it is, you've kept me looking very, very natural. Mm-hmm. But my girlfriend who did, she was a model, who did get her breast done, they did her stomach and destroyed it. Mm-hmm. I mean, when the sun hit it, you could see the horizontal lines, and I mean, it just looked terrible. And she mm-hmm. had a great stomach before. And it was a man who kind of did everything. He was a guy who was kind of a one trick pony. Mm-hmm. And I just want to tell people that if you are going in to have a certain procedure done, don't, if somebody says, we can do a little liposuction here, or, you know, we'll throw in the liposuction, or here, we'll give it to you half off. Don't, please consider the fact that there are people that just do liposuction, like Dr. David Amron. The only cosmetic procedure and surgery he does is liposuction. And there's a reason for that. There's a reason why people really, train, and they make that their one specific surgery. So I've seen too many people really get harmed by liposuction.
Yeah. I think that is one of the positive trends to not be a jack of all trades, to focus on one or two procedures and excel in them. Not to say that people can't do many things and be very good at them. I don't want to speak about...
But wouldn't that be rare to I will do your nose, I can get your breasts, let me throw in the liposuction. It seems like if somebody just really focuses on that one thing, there, and it doesn't mean everybody's going to be great at it, but it's the likelihood of it going wrong is going to be a lot less.
I mean, I would say that's probably true. You know, people also many times want to have these makeovers done. I mean, a lot of these shows like Extreme Makeover have represented it in a trite way, that it's just come in and get all this, 10 hours of surgery and have a whole makeover done at one time, which is really, it's been a lot of there's studies that support that the doing several procedures at one time and increasing the operating room time increases the risks.
Sure.
And people don't seem to pay attention to that. But yes, people want to get everything done at one time. But when they're going to see somebody, for example, for their nose or for their breasts, and they say, I've got some fullness in my stomach or my thighs, and the doctor says, oh, we'll do some liposuction, without necessarily critically evaluating them, I think that's where problems can occur. Lipo is seems deceptively easy to do. You're just sucking fat out. Mm-hmm. But there's so many fine points to nailing the result, to getting right the first time.
We're going to talk about Debbie too, and what happened with her.
Right. Well, that's a little different. But yeah. let me go into.
Let me give the number too, if people have any questions at all. We are live. 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. If you don't want to be on air, but you have questions and you want to call the office, you can call 310-275-2467. You mentioned 97.1. You can get a complimentary consult with Dr. David Amron. That's 310-275-2467.
So what I want to talk about with regard to what happened with Debbie is much more about this thing that's going on, this trend that's going on, much more so than the fact that she saw somebody who just did bad work on her. So what I've noticed is that many times a machine is developed and comes to the market. And sometimes there are studies that support the machine, sometimes there are not. And sometimes the studies just show there's marginal improvement by using the machine. Sometimes the improvement is significant.
Sure.
But what goes on is that doctors want to position themselves to be using that latest technology, and many times overly represent it as being a better, newer way of doing a procedure, so that they can be the first ones in their block saying, I'm doing this new machine, this new procedure. The media then definitely plays a big, huge role in it. They always want to know what's the latest, greatest thing, to be able to write about the new machine and put it into whatever magazine they want to, or newspaper, or television. And the public then is being affected by that. They're thinking that this new thing that's come about is necessarily better. And it's not necessarily better. It might be a little better, but it's getting away from the practice of just good medicine and going back to the integrity and skills of the person. So what I've noticed is people nowadays come in asking for a particular machine. They say, I want to get Fraxel done for my face, or I want to get LipoZap done, or I read about this thing done, instead of like approaching it from what is going on with me and what do you think should go on, whether or not surgery should go on or not.
Right.
And it's leading to a lot of confusion in the public's mind. So in Debbie's case, what happened, and we'll start to talk about this story and then probably finish it after the break, is that she went into a vein clinic, one of these places that advertises in one of these local papers, looking to get Botox done. Okay, and I think at that time she expressed some interest in liposuction, or saw that the center does liposuction.
Right.
And then the nurses talked to her about how wonderful the doctor is, and oh, you really should get it done. You'll be so happy with it. And and basically hard sold her on liposuction that day she was in there.
Without seeing the doctor?
No, I think you asked me this last week. I think the doctor probably did evaluate her.
That day
sometimes the doctor in places like this does not evaluate the patient.
Right.
I think that's a huge red flag.
Right.
I think if the doctor is not being the person to determine if somebody is a good or not a good candidate for that procedure, that's a huge red flag. You should run from that place. But I think the doctor did see her and evaluate her, and she was sold liposuction, and it was smart liposuction, which you've talked about, using the laser. And part of the problem I have with that procedure is just the name. Smart liposuction is very seductive. It seems like it's a better way to do liposuction. Well, I'm an expert in this procedure, and I personally don't find it's a better way of doing liposuction. So she signed up for it, went home, the next day had second thoughts, called up to try to cancel her surgery, and they told her, no, you can't cancel it, and really talked to her about, oh, you'll be so happy, you should get it done, the doctor's phenomenal. So she went ahead with it, had it done, and the doctor spent, like I mentioned last week, 11 hours in the operating room doing smart liposuction.
And how long is your longest procedure?
My longest procedure is 2.5 hours. My usual procedures are 1 to 2 hours. I can't imagine what somebody's doing with 11 hours of liposuction wherever they're doing it on the body. I think the doctor was just trying to just suck as much fat out as possible, and this is where some of the problems occur.
It's like he used her as a guinea pig. Let's see how much we can get out, and let's see what it'll look like.
I can't say that. I can't say he used her as a guinea pig. I just think that he probably thinks that's the way to go about doing liposuction.
But this is a doctor that, I mean, I'm not going to say his name or anything, but this is a doctor who's harmed a lot of people.
Well, apparently she told me there was another patient who he basically poked through her skin with a laser and is having a lot of problems. So it's a doctor that is not using good technique. But she is more than, this is now 2 months later, more than the result not being cosmetically good, actually being quite disfiguring. She's in a lot of pain. Her skin looks pretty much bright red. It's essentially fused to the muscle because he has been overly aggressive with liposuction. And now you're dealing with a person who's not only cosmetically disfigured in a way that, as much revision work as I do and as good as I am at doing revision work, it's very hard to make significant improvements. She's also in a lot of pain and is now starting to see pain doctors and neurologists. And I feel very badly for her. And but it brings up a lot of important points. First, that she's responding to an ad doing all these different things. Like I mentioned, this horizontal
right,
care.
Right.
She's being fairly hard sold on a procedure. She's doing a procedure called smart liposuction, which I personally feel is representing itself as being an easier, safer,
better,
gentler way
right.
of doing liposuction
right.
when it's not really about that. And what will start to happen is that we'll start to see some problems of smart liposuction like we did with ultrasonic liposuction many years ago.
Sure.
But more importantly, it's not that the blame is with smart liposuction. It's just that if you put that machine in a person's hands who does not have great experience, it's not going to guarantee a good result. She also saw a person who apparently didn't have a lot of experience in liposuction. So that brings up the interesting point of who's really to blame in this scenario. The doctor, I think, certainly there's culpability, but also the company who comes out with a machine and then just looks to market it to as many doctors as they can, I think there's some responsibility there. Because
are
I know
are they just not training the doctors? What do they do? When you have a new machine and a new technology come out?
I think they are going through some training, but you know there's so much to getting a great result with it. So the doctor naively just buys this machine and starts doing it. Maybe after just doing a little bit of training and thinking he can get a great result or it's going to guarantee a great result, without having a lot of the skills and good judgment, and bad results are going to occur.
Let me ask you a question. You've done liposuction on me. I've gone to work the next day. I never took a pain pill. I was fine. Not a ton of bruising. My experiences with you have been phenomenal. Now let's say you did a laser on me. Is there more? I'm just asking this question. I know you don't use that, but is there more risk of that burning my skin or burning me? Like, as you said, Debbie was burned.
So you're talking about using laser with liposuction, like smart liposuction, using a YAG laser.
It seems like it's more dangerous, not better.
Well, it is more dangerous, I think. It's like ultrasonic liposuction years ago, which kind of fell out of disfavor, that there were more complications that occurred after it. The laser is seemingly, to the public, always a better way to approach things. It's using a laser instead of just using, you know, the old-fashioned way of just doing liposuction. But it's not that simple. Part of the problem I have with smart liposuction is that it markets itself as tightening the skin up and being a gentle way of approaching liposuction because it melts the fat,
right,
instead of traditional liposuction, which makes your skin looser. Well, it's not that simple. We're going to talk about that after the break.
If you have any questions at all concerning liposuction, this is the show to call. Call Dr. David Amron. Ask your questions. It's like a free consult over the air. 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. If you don't want to be on air, you can always call the office. They'll get right back to you. 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. You can also check out expertliposuction.com. This is the Dr. David Amron Hour. I'm Carrie Kasem. This is 97.1, the FM Talk Station. It's a mean old scene.
Southern California's FM Talk Station. 97.1, free FM.
Hey, it's Carrie Kasem to tell you about liposuction expert Dr. David Amron. I bet you heard of Dr. Amron since he's been featured on CNN, Discovery Health, and all over the local news. He even did Danny Bonaducci's lipo. In fact, Entertainment Tonight called Dr. Amron Hollywood's guru of liposuction. And it's not just because he's got A-list celebs as clients. It's because he is the expert. Give him a call at 310-275-2467. As a board-certified surgeon, Dr. Amron uses his mastery as an artist and his medical training to recontour a patient's all-over body shape. He believes that lipo's not an easy weight loss fix. It's about balancing your proportions and making you look the very best you can. If you're thinking about lipo, there's only one doctor I've trusted for the last 8 years, Dr. David Amron. To look your very best, call Dr. Amron at 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467.
Summer in SoCal means one thing.
Beaches!
It's time for you to squeeze those love handles into your board shorts and hit the 97.1 ourcause.org Bud Light Lime Beach House. Oh, we'll be dominating the Venice Beach Boardwalk all summer with live appearances, free Friday lunches, hot likettes, and more. So hit the beach, because no one really wants to be at work. Powered by ourcause.org, where 10 online visitors win cash every day. Bud Light Lime. One step and you'll find the summer state of mind. It's in the line. And 97.1 SoCal's Beachin' FM Talk Station.
Play the new Daily 4 from the California Lottery. It costs only a buck to play the Daily 4. Win up to $5,000.
All around the country, the tents are going up. Nissan's National Tent Event. Get impressive savings on Nissan's entire lineup of powerful trucks like Frontier and Titan, adventure-ready SUVs, Xterra, Pathfinder, and Armada. Versatile crossovers like Rogue and Murano, and reliable sedans, Versa, Sentra, Altima, and Maxima. They're all under the tent at your Nissan dealer now. Get a $199 a month lease for 36 months on the Nissan Altima with an initial payment of only $29.99. Or get $1,500 Nissan cash back on the reliable Nissan Sentra. Your new Nissan will last and last. But event savings won't. Hurry. The tents come down June 2nd. Nissan. Shift your ride. For well-qualified lessees, tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-888-858-8319 for lease details. Cash back when you purchase a new 08 Sentra from dealer stock. See dealer for details. Offers end 6208.
His charm is so contagious, vaccines have been created for it. Years ago, he built a city out of blocks. Today, over 600,000 people live and work there. He is the only man to ever ace a Rorschach test. Every time he goes for a swim, dolphins appear. Alien abductors have asked him to probe them. If he were to give you directions, you'd never get lost, and you'd arrive at least 5 minutes early. His legend precedes him, the way lightning precedes thunder. He is the most interesting man in the world.
I don't always drink beer, but when I do, I prefer Dos Equis.
Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York.
Stay thirsty, my friends.
97.1. Well, the temperature's rising and the prices are starting to fall.
Sit and save Memorial Sale.
The markdowns are huge and Irwin's starting to ball.
Sit and save Memorial Sale.
We're talking wave after wave of totally awesome deals.
Sit and sleep.
You'll shout for joy and to squeal.
It's Sit and Sleep's Memorial Sale. Get the lowest prices of the year on the largest selection in the USA with queen-size sets from Simmons, Sealy, Springer, and Miralux. Selling elsewhere for up to $6.99, now on sale at Sit and Sleep for just $3.87. Buy now, and with your good credit, pay nothing till 2010. That's over 500 nights with no payments and no interest. Plus, get free local delivery and even a free bed frame.
This is gonna be the sale that puts Irwin 6 feet under.
You're killing me, Larry!
Memorial Sale.
Sit and Sleep will beat anyone's advertised price, or your mattress is free. Coming soon to Redlands.
Skip and Steve Robbins for Robbins Brothers' new MSID Diamond.
Hey, Skip, what if Robbins Brothers' new MSID Diamond stood for Mighty Sparkly Ingenious Design?
I think the inventor would prefer something else. After all, it's Mr. Smith's Incredible Diamond, a patented cut that creates a diamond up to 15% bigger and far brighter than normal diamonds for about the same price.
But MSID?
Mr. Smith's Incredible Diamond.
So, mysterious superhuman inventor dude is out?
Learn more at RobbinsBrothers.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Grand Sumo Tournament 2008 is coming to the Los Angeles Memorial Sports Arena next week for the first time in 27 years. In this single elimination Sumo Showdown Tournament on June 7th and June 8th, only one will be crowned Grand Sumo Champion. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or call 213-620-9723 to reserve your VIP seats up close and personal with these sumo giants. That's 213-620-9723.
The West Side's FM Talk Stage 97.1 Free FM.
If you have a question for Dr. Amron, give him a call at 888-520-9710. Now, back to the Dr. Amron Show on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
A fellow of the American Academy of Cosmetic Surgery and Entertainment Tonight called him the guru of liposuction. This is the Dr. David Amron Show. I'm Carrie Kasem. We are talking liposuction. And the only cosmetic surgery that Dr. Amron does is liposuction. This is the man to call. If you're thinking about liposuction, if you've had a bad result with liposuction, any questions about it, give a call. It's like a free consult over the air. 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. Karen in Newport, you're on with the doctor. Hey, Karen, turn your radio down.
Sorry.
Okay.
Karen, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, what's your question?
Well, I had a gastric bypass surgery about 4 years ago, and I weighed 320 initially. I now weigh 120.
Congratulations.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's obviously a lot of skin. I have had a tummy tuck, but I'm still dealing with I have a lot of fatty tissue around both knees, and I'm starting to get, like, my neck tissue is starting to give, my chin. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if liposuction would be a good method for me to get rid of some of this, at least the fatty tissue around my knees, because that can't be operated on.
Mm-hmm.
And what about liposuction on the facial area?
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 50.
50. Possibly. You know, my whole thing about liposuction is that it's a technique to reduce areas of genetic disproportion. So it sounds like you lost a lot of weight from the gastric bypass, which is great.
Right.
You then had a procedure to tighten up the loose muscle and skin, and predominantly your abdominal area. Did you have a thigh lift too?
No.
No, okay. But the knee area can be an area that's very good to do with liposuction, because sometimes it's just the fact that you have too much fat tissue genetically there, and it's very easy to do. It's also an area that typically does not suffer from a lot of loss of skin elasticity. So even as one gets on in years and the elasticity starts to decline in other areas, you can still do knee liposuction and create a better contour in that area. And if you find that area is full, it's unlikely that if you're going to lose more weight, which you've already lost a lot of weight, it's going to take care of it. So yes, it can help in that area a lot. With regard to the neck, it just depends on how much is fullness due to fat and how much is loss of elasticity of your muscle and skin. If you still have pretty good elasticity in that area and there's not a lot of loose hanging skin, then liposuction alone can be a great way to lift the neck area up. And I do it all the time, and I do even women who are in their 50s, and you can get a great improvement without having to go through a facelift procedure. But if there's a lot of loose muscle and skin too, then it's possible you might need a facelift procedure. One thing you might do is do liposuction first and see how much improvement there is, and then consider if you need a surgical lifting procedure.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Because I didn't really want to get a facelift, so I'm not ready for that yet, I don't think.
Yeah. You probably aren't necessarily ready for it. So why don't you come in and see me, and I'll give you my honest opinion if you're a good candidate for liposuction or not.
That would be wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the call,
Karen.
Okay.
The number to get a hold of Dr. David Amron is 310-275-2467. You can call now, and the office will get back to you first thing Monday. That's 310-275-2467. You can also look him up at expertliposuction.com, a great site. It actually has some video of you performing liposuction, so you can see the before and after shots, and you can actually watch how he approaches liposuction. And I know that most of your liposuction is done under local, and so when you watch the video, the person that you're doing is up and talking on the phone and just kind of being funny for the cameras.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that can be the case. But the local anesthesia, the really importance of that is that it allows me to have the patient move all the time,
right,
and get the best result with things like I've talked about.
Right. So, if you have any questions here, you can call 888-520-9710 if you want to talk to the doctor right now. That's 888-520-9710.
So back to Debbie's case. This is a woman who had went in for Botox to one of these vein clinics,
right,
and was basically hard sold on smart liposuction. Signed up very quickly to have it done by a doctor that didn't have a lot of experience with liposuction, and unfortunately had a bad result cosmetically, ends in a lot of pain 2 months later, which is very unusual.
Mm.
And it's because it was done very, very, very aggressively, and done by a person who doesn't have proper judgment and technique. But I also brought up the idea of how much blame is there for the company,
right,
in terms of coming up with these machines and just training whoever wants to be trained. See, as a doctor, you are licensed to pretty much do what you want to do. I don't know if you know this, but once you get your MD, you can go and do
any field, right?
Any field, basically.
Right.
I mean, your malpractice might or might not cover you, but legally you're licensed to go and do whatever type of surgery you want to do, even though you might or might not have good training. It's left up to the judgment of the doctor doing it. So when a company comes out with a machine, any doctor can go and say he wants to buy the machine.
As long as you have your license.
As long as it's his license,
right,
and go through some brief training, and then start doing the procedure. And that's, unfortunately, what is going on with a lot of things. And I had a friend who went, actually a couple friends who went to one of these courses to learn about this new machine.
Mm-hmm.
And they first started by saying what a big business it is, and how liposuction is a million at least dollar business in the United States, and how you should look to incorporate in your practice and increase your cash flow, which is really the wrong approach. And most people in that audience, this plastic surgeon told me, were people that were not cosmetic surgeons and looking to increase the cash coming into their practice.
Like sports medicine doctors. Like that I've
well, I don't want to target any
done,
one particular well, type of doctor that's doing it, but
I've been to one who was practicing sports medicine and decided to incorporate mesotherapy and liposuction into his practice.
Mm. That's right. You went a couple years ago to
and,
have mesotherapy
I mean,
done.
I mean, he did the mesotherapy. It didn't do anything for me. It didn't work. And so I came to you and you fixed me.
Right. Well, do you remember when you told me, this was after I did some lipo on you, that you were thrilled with the results?
Yes.
And then a couple years later, you told me, mesotherapy is the most phenomenal thing. Some friends of mine have had it done. I heard these wonderful things about it.
It worked on my girlfriend for a little while, but then she just blew up again. But it did make her skin look tighter. It made her tummy look right. This is the girl that actually got the liposuction on her stomach, and it ruined it.
Mm.
She did the mesotherapy, and it did. It worked. I don't know. I mean, she looked like she had lost some weight. Her skin looked better, but it didn't last. It was like the minute you stopped getting your shots every other week, it kind of went right back.
If you understand what's going on, I don't think that mesotherapy, which is lipodissolve or liposap, will ever really work as a consistent way of reducing fat because the fat is embedded in a lot of connective tissue. There's a connective tissue framework there. You do not have anywhere near the same level of control by doing a bunch of injections.
And it made me so sick.
And on top of that, it's not FDA approved.
Right.
I don't think it ever will be. The cosmetic surgery societies do not support it, and there's been a lot of problems with it besides it not working.
Right.
So those are my opinions about that.
Well, there's so many things that say, okay, we're going to sculpt you. This is, the lotions that talk about sculpting, the mesotherapy that talks about sculpting, the lipodissolve, all this says it's going to sculpt you. The only thing that has sculpted my body is getting liposuction done, really sculpt my body and taken away problem areas for me. I'm a thin girl, but we, you know, genetically have me, my mom, my sister, we all have these little saddlebags. We all have little things that we're thin, but it's just you have to get so skinny to get rid of those. And I never wanted to look like a twig. I don't want to look like I'm anorexic just because I have a few fat pockets I want rid of. You got rid of them. I literally walked out of your office that night, went to an award show for my dad. Probably not the best thing to do, but I went, woke up the next morning, went to work. It was that simple. And I never took a pain pill. So I just, that's why I beg you to do this show, to get the real information out there. And there's so much misinformation out there, so many lies that people put out that I'm just glad you're doing the show.
Thank you.
And I'm glad I'm your patient.
Good. Let's take some callers.
We shall take some callers. If you have any questions for Dr. David Amron, 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. Courtney in Huntington Beach, you're on with the doctor.
Hi. My question is in regards to stretch marks. If you get a tummy tuck or you get liposuction and your body has stretch marks that are very, very deep, what is there like another process you would go through, like dermabrasion after the liposuction or after the tummy tuck, or a chemical peel that you would suggest over dermabrasion? Or
yeah, stretch marks are tough. You know, I break them into three types of stretch marks. Red ones, brown ones, and white ones.
Uh-huh.
If they're red, sometimes the redness will go away with time, but sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it stays red or purple. A laser called a V-beam laser is really the best approach to red stretch marks. In a few treatments, it can greatly improve them. If they're brown, you can typically use aggressive home lightening creams, typically with hydroquinone, and over several weeks or months with sun avoidance, they will lighten up. But if they are white, it's very difficult, I'll be honest with you, because what's going on is it is a tearing of the collagen in the dermis. Uh-huh. So the epidermis stays intact, and the dermis, the collagen tears, and it's very difficult to reestablish that. There's a lot of things that are being used or being touted to make improvements in stretch marks or actually get rid of stretch marks, which is not the case. And it's an interesting technology. It can sort of tighten up the skin a little bit and build some collagen, things like Thermage, which I use, but I don't think it's really there yet. And I'd be careful about spending a lot of money for minimal improvement.
Really? So
yeah.
What about dermabrasion?
No.
Would that just be a mess?
Well, first of all, are you talking about dermabrasion or microdermabrasion?
Not microdermabrasion.
Okay.
Like, so is it like the procedure where they put you to sleep and pad your skin?
Forget it.
Do it. No.
Dermabrasion itself is an aggressive resurfacing procedure that can be a great procedure for acne scars on the face, but you really cannot do dermabrasion off the face. You will almost for sure have significant scarring from it. So any aggressive resurfacing procedure like dermabrasion, aggressive laser resurfacing, or deeper chemical peel will almost for sure result in scarring in that area, and it's not an option.
Okay.
So you've got to do things to try to build some collagen under the skin by tightening up the collagen, like Thermage. But I'm just telling you, I do Thermage, but I'm very careful when I do it on patients, and you can spend quite a bit of money and get quite minimal improvement from it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. The person that's going to invent a cure for white stretch marks is going to make
be
a lot.
A billionaire.
Yeah, so we'll make a lot of money, but it's going to be very difficult to do.
Right. Okay. All right. Thank you, guys.
Courtney, thank you for the call and for listening to the show.
Bye. If you have any questions for Dr. David Amron, you can call the office right now, 310-275-2467. Tell him you're listening to the show, 97.1. You'll get a free consultation. That's 310-275-2467. You can also check out expertliposuction.com. We'll be right back.
I dig that music.
I like the music. You dig any music that Catfish plays. You really do. This is the Dr. David Amron Show. I'm Carrie Kasem. This is 97.1, the FM talk station. Hey, it's Carrie Kasem to tell you about liposuction expert Dr. David Amron. I bet you heard of Dr. Amron since he's been featured on CNN, Discovery Health, and all over the local news. He even did Danny Bonaducci's lipo. In fact, Entertainment Tonight called Dr. Amron Hollywood's guru of liposuction. And it's not just because he's got A-list celebs as clients. It's because he is the expert. Give him a call at 310-275-2467. As a board-certified surgeon, Dr. Amron uses his mastery as an artist and his medical training to recontour a patient's all-over body shape. He believes that lipo's not an easy weight loss fix. It's about balancing your proportions and making you look the very best you can. If you're thinking about lipo, there's only one doctor I've trusted for the last 8 years, Dr. David Amron. To look your very best, call Dr. Amron at 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467.
As a Los Angeles County voter, June 3rd marks the day when you'll be able to cast your vote on a number of statewide and local measures, as well as new representatives, to make sure that your vote counts. Follow these easy steps. First, review your sample ballot to locate your polling place. If you requested a vote-by-mail ballot, be sure to return it before Election Day. Polls are open from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. on June 3rd. All voters can have an independent voting experience with audio ballot booths and wheelchair-accessible voting booths available at all polling places. Finally, protect your vote and check your ballot for errors with the IncaVote Plus system. IncaVote Plus ensures that you do not cast a blank ballot or vote for more candidates than allowed. Remember, you count. Be sure to vote on Election Day, Tuesday, June 3rd. Brought to you by the LA County Registrar Recorder County Clerk, with funding from the Help America Vote Act. For further assistance, log on to lavote.net or call 800-815-2666.
When it's time to buy a car, McKenna.
What if I can lower your current car payment and double your gas mileage? Hi, I'm Danny McKenna from McKenna BMW. BMW lease rates have never been lower, and the new 2008 BMW 328 IS gets great gas mileage in the high 20s, low 30s per gallon, depending on how you drive. So for our Memorial Day weekend sale, I'm going to have a wedding, low payments, and great gas mileage. Get a new 2008 BMW 328 IS with automatic transmission, iPod access, power windows, moonroof, and privacy glass. BMW's full maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles, all for $325 a month plus tax for 24 months. That's $3,300 due at signing, 10,000 mile lease, 20 cents excess mileage charts. I have over 50 328 ISs in stock at this payment, so all the brides can have low car payments and the grooms can save on gas. Take any freeway to the 605 freeway and exit Firestone Boulevard, or see us on the internet, McKennaBMW.com. I am Danny McKenna, someone you know.
Danny McKenna, someone you know.
This is Rocky Moselle. This Father's Day, give your dad the most unique gift he'll ever receive. Name a star after him. The International Star Registry will name a star after your father for $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. The beautiful gift package will be personalized and the star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
Someday, maybe we'll all have a retire button. When you're ready to retire, you just press the button and voila, you're doing whatever it is you want to do when you retire. But today, the only way to have a well-funded retirement is to plan for it. At Wells Fargo, we have lots of ways to help you plan for life after work. Open a home equity account and consolidate your high interest rate debt. With a potentially lower payment, you can put the difference into a savings account. That's just one of the ways we can help you have more for retirement. Seize yours someday. Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
If you have a question for Dr. Amron, give him a call at 888-520-9710. Now, back to the Dr. Amron Show on 97.1, the FM talk station.
If you're thinking about... What? What was this?
I was going to ask Gilbert. Who was that before the break, Gilbert?
That was Studebaker John and the Hawks.
Mm-hmm.
Two-time boogie off of...
You guys should just do a jazz and blues show. I mean, seriously, the music, every time I try to do an opening, it's like, Catfish, Gilbert, who was that? Oh, yeah, did you hear that lick? Oh, man, I love that guy.
Well, sometimes it's easier for me to talk about blues on Sunday morning than liposuction.
Absolutely it is, especially when you've just finished seeing Jackson Browne.
Yeah.
Oh. This is a liposuction show, though, and if you have any questions concerning liposuction, let's say you're thinking about getting it, and you kind of are scared, you're nervous, you don't know really, you know, if it's something that is for you, this is the guy to talk to, Dr. David Amron. He's going to shoot you straight. I'm telling you, I've asked for liposuction in certain areas of my body, and you know what he says? Go for a run. Get in the gym. David, you could have made so much money off of me by how many times I've wanted things done in so many areas. You're like, you know what? I'm not going to do that for you. You don't need it. And he's a straight shooter. And this is a guy that you want doing your surgery and looking at your body. So if you have any questions, give a call here. 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. Mitch in San Diego, you're on with the doctor.
Hi, good afternoon. Hi. Dr. Amron, here's a question that I've been thinking about for a long time, and I'm so happy you have this show on today. About 12 years ago, I lost 115 pounds, and I've managed to keep it off entirely through working out. I didn't have any surgery or anything like
Great.
That. I work out religiously. I had a tummy tuck about 8 years ago, which really worked out for me. It completely changed the way in which I kind of thought of myself. The problem is that, you know, I kind of go back and forth about 10 pounds. And when I tend to go up those 10 pounds, I find that the fat has kind of moved from my abdomen to my back, basically, right in the abdomen area, right? So in the lower back on the left and right. And it's kind of the elasticity of the skin there is, it's kind of like it's like a mess. And a buddy of mine calls it the muffin top effect. And I'm not quite sure if that's something that liposuction could help or what I should do for it, because it's something that I'm sure is not noticeable to anybody, but to me it's really kind of it's a big deal, and so I'm wondering how I could get rid of it.
Okay. So it sounds like you're describing the flank area, right? The love handle area, the area on top.
Exactly.
Okay. So most likely, sounds like liposuction is going to be the way to approach that. If you're saying that when you gain weight and you gain 10 pounds, it tends to go to that area first, then you just have too much fat tissue in that area. And my philosophy is that lipo is a way of balancing your body out. To me, I don't care whether somebody's overweight, underweight, or normal weight. I go to where they are genetically disproportionate and balance the area out. So it sounds like that's the way to approach it. But I'll also tell you that it's possible that some of that fullness that you have there is your muscle and skin being a little bit looser in that area. And also, as you're gaining weight, you can also gain intra-abdominal fat around the organs, and it can expand your girth and push that area out. So lipo will most likely make a great improvement, but there's still going to be a role that you have to keep your weight down and keep your muscle tone good.
Right. No,
does that make sense to you?
I completely appreciate that. It's just, and maybe I'm a little self-conscious about it, but it's kind of, in my mind at least, it's where the fat goes to first. Even after a big meal, you know, I just feel like that area is fuller.
Well, you're not developing fat tissue right after a big meal, but what you are doing is you're increasing your intra-abdominal girth, and it's kind of pushing the area out. That's kind of what I'm getting at. So, you know, lipo is going to remove fat between your skin and muscle called the subcutaneous fat. And in that area, there is essentially no reason not to be completely aggressive and remove essentially all the fat. And also, there's a role of the skin pulling back if it's done properly, and it will be preventative, so it will help to hold that area in. But it's still going to be important that you watch your weight and exercise. But let me ask you, when you really are down to your ideal weight, is that area gone completely?
No, that's an excellent question. I vacillate in between about a 32 to a 35 waistline. And when I am down at 32 or even a 31, I still kind of feel it there. So that was going to be my next question. Is it always to a certain extent going to be there? And then what can be done about the kind of elasticity of the skin? Because I imagine if lipo is the correct procedure, mm-hmm. the skin may not be as taut as, say, you know, when I'm down at a 31, my abs are ripped, but it's still, this back area is still kind of where the fat goes okay. to.
You know, to make a long story short, it sounds like you're a very good candidate for liposuction in that area. By reducing the fat tissue, it's going to balance you out. So what's going on now is the fat's going to the area that you have more fat tissue. So it's the first area you're getting fat, and the last area, if ever, to come off completely.
Right.
That, to me, signifies right. the fact you're a good candidate for liposuction, as it's going to balance you out. So that when I remove the fat there, if you gain weight, you can gain weight. You can still gain 50 pounds of weight, but you'll gain it more evenly instead of the way you're now storing fat, which is disproportionate. And then with regard to the skin elasticity, if it's done properly, and this is a very important point, the skin will actually pull back and retract and stay tighter because I create a connective tissue sheet which helps to hold the area in. So what you should do is go on the website, expertliposuction.com, go through my approach, my philosophy, and then really come and see me.
All right. Hey, I very much appreciate you having this show and answering my questions.
Great. Now, are you really calling from San Diego, Mitch?
I'm sorry?
Are you calling from San Diego?
I am.
You're getting,
I'm
getting
your show all the way down here.
Wow, good reception. You know, I went to school down there, and I could never get the LA stations very well.
Well, for some reason, 97.1 comes through perfectly.
Fantastic.
Good
to hear.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Hey, Mitch, congratulations on all your weight loss. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Very good. Have a good weekend, Mitch.
Bye-bye.
If you have any questions for Dr. David Amron, you can call. We are live, 888-520-9710, or check out expertliposuction.com. Mario in Lakesboro, you're on with the doctor.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Mario.
So basically, my family has a history of obesity, and my mother and my eldest sister got gastric bypass because they were extremely overweight. Now, I'm the smallest in the family, and I'm not that big, but I'm just, I kind of plateau, and I can't, and it's, you know, my waist is okay, my legs are fine, but it's my upper body, my chest, and my stomach that are just huge,
mm-hmm.
and I just don't know what to do with it anymore. I've thought about liposuction, but I'm just not sure if that's the right route to go.
Okay. You know, I don't know if you heard my answer to the last caller, but it basically centered around who was a good candidate for liposuction. And what I was trying to stress is that my opinion about liposuction is that it is a great tool to target areas of genetic disproportion. So another way of saying that is it is a way of balancing your body out. So it has nothing to do with being overweight, underweight, normal weight. It's a way of targeting excess storage in certain areas so that as you gain and lose weight, you do it more evenly. It sounds that if there are areas that are out of proportion and you cannot take care of them with diet and exercise, then that's where I have a role in things. You see, I also feel that if a person can achieve their best result or perfect result with proper diet and exercise, then actually they're not a candidate for liposuction and it's a mistake to do liposuction on them.
Right.
So it sounds to me that you're genetically disproportionate and lipo is the way to go.
Right. So what about the rest of my family, where in their case, you know, they went on to do the gastric bypass. I mean, they were obviously much bigger than I am, but you know, like, I don't know, I'm just one of those people that's nervous about it, I guess.
Well, I want you to understand, you know, there's two different things we're talking about. One is lipo being a tool to create a better balance and proportion. The other one is weight loss. Gastric bypass is about weight loss. Lipo, as far as I'm concerned, has nothing to do with weight loss.
Right.
Lipo, okay, so you understand that's a very important point that most people don't pay attention to. You know, you still might be a candidate for possibly that or losing weight. You know, my role is to balance your body's storages out so that it gives you a head start and you're more even, and then you can lose weight, whether it's with just diet or possibly gastric bypass.
Okay.
So they're really two separate issues, and that's a very important point and one of the, you know, the misconceptions about liposuction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you know what, Mario, you can actually go in, see Dr. Amron. It's a complimentary consult. Just mention that you listen to this, you listen to the station 97.1 in the show, and you can come in and see him, and he'll let you know.
And what's my number?
Your number is 310-275-2467. You got a pencil?
I'm like trying to write it down right now. 275-2467.
And for anybody else listening,
yeah.
It's 310-275-2467.
Yeah, or Dr. David Amron, A-M-R-O-N, in Beverly Hills. It's Norma spelled backwards.
Norma spelled backwards?
Yeah. I had a teacher in high school that told me, you know, your name is my first name, Norma, spelled backwards.
That's funny. I've never known that. All right, thanks, Mario.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Oh, and for anybody else that has any questions, because we're going to be off the air in a couple minutes, you can go to expertliposuction.com. It's a great site. I mean, really, it goes through every single surgery, liposuction surgery that he does, point by point. And you can check out some video. You can check out before and after shots. It's a great site, expertliposuction.com. And you can also call the office. I'll give that number one more time. It's 310-275-2467.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's the whole thing with Debbie, that whole story was hopefully for people to learn and to understand and to get to the truth of things and to, you know, just not get suckered in by a lot of trends that are going on these days.
And we'll just, for people that just tuned in, Debbie is somebody who went for liposuction, and she did the Smart Lipo, the newest technique, and it really scarred her and damaged her, and she was in the hands of a surgeon that really didn't know what he was doing with the laser liposuction, and she's now paying the price, unfortunately. So definitely check out your doctor. Not only, you know, do you want to check him out by going and talking to him, but there's also you can look him up, make sure he's board certified. You know, if you can talk to patients that have gone to the doctor, do so. Do your homework, you know.
Yeah, you know, there's an interesting article in last week's LA Times, a health section, about the rating room, talking about the different websites that are rating doctors. And I don't know how accurate these things really are, but I'll tell you, I do think it's at least one step towards, you know, getting better quality overall. So I actually am in support of that. I'm also in support of chat rooms where patients, you know, exchange information. You know, anything that a person's going to do, whether it's listening to the show, seeing several doctors, to learn. Just don't be impulsive when you're getting a cosmetic procedure done.
No, I agree. It's your body, and you're going to have to live with it for the rest of your life. So make sure you make the right decision, and you can go see Dr. David Amron if you're considering liposuction. Even if you need revision work, you're considering any kind of filler, Botox, you do that too. You do laser work. You're fantastic at it. You're a dermatologic surgeon, so you do a lot of the fantastic make yourself look 10 years younger in 20 minutes work, which I love.
I'm listening to the music. Sounds like Ray Charles. Is that Ray Charles?
You were going to bring it up. I knew it. I'm just waiting for you to like.
No, that's somebody else.
Somebody else. Okay.
That's a Boogie Woogie Red.
Well, stay tuned for Parenting the Addict Child. Fantastic show after this. Don't turn the channel. This is the Dr. David Amron Show with Dr. David Amron. I'm Carrie Kasem. Once again, his number, 310-275-2467, or go to expertliposuction.com. This is 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
Ninety-seven point one, KLSX, Free FM.